Arya was wearing the same riding leathers she had worn yesterday and the day before. "You'd better put on something pretty," Sansa told her. "Septa Mordain said so. We're travelling in the Queen's wheelhouse with Princess Myrcella today." "I'm not," Arya said, trying to brush a tangle out of Nymeria's matted grey fur. "Micah and I are going to ride upstream and look for rubies at the fort." "Rubies?" Sansa said, lost. "What rubies?" Arya gave her a look, like she was so stupid. "Rhaegar's rubies. This is where King Robert killed him and won the crown." Sansa regarded her scrawny little sister in disbelief. "You can't look for rubies. The princess is expecting us. The queen invited us both." "I don't care," Arya said. "The wheelhouse doesn't even have windows. You can't see a thing." "Well, what could you want to see?" Sansa said, annoyed. She had been thrilled by the invitation, and her stupid sister was going to ruin everything, just as she feared. It's all just fields and farms and holdfasts." "It is not," Arya said stubbornly. "If you came with us sometimes, you'd see." "I hate riding," Sansa said fervently. "All it does is get you soiled and dusty and sore." Arya shrugged. "Hold still," she snapped at Nymeria. "I'm not hurting you." Then to Sansa she said, "When we were crossing the Neck, I counted 36 flowers I never saw before, and Micah showed me a lizard line." Sansa shuddered. They had been 12 days crossing the Neck, rumbling down a crooked causeway through an endless black bog, and she had hated every moment of it.